Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Chris, the caller at the end of the last hour, brought up the beginning of Running Man, which is based on a short story by the great Stephen King. And it became a movie, I think, in 1984, fittingly. Or was it 85? And in it, there's Jumbotron saying, report on your neighbors. They now have those in Walmarts on the streets. There's checkpoints on the highways. They produce fake newscasts blaming patriots for terror attacks, the government staging. Now, how did King know how to write a short story about something that actually came true? Because that's what other authoritarian governments do. It's like if you see a bird up in a tree and you go, watch that bird, it's about to take off and fly. Then it flies and someone goes, how did you know those can fly? That's what they do. That's where this goes. It's not a, oh, I think it's going to be all right. They've got secret death camps and secretly arrest people and you know, have the NDAA and the Patriot Act and everything. Alex, come on. Quit being such an extremist. Sure, they're announcing they're getting ready to take the pension funds and change the laws. Sure, they're sucking all these other countries dry. Sure, they're training for war with us and saying George Washington's bad. You know, he is bad, Alex. Al Sharpton is good. After all, he's going to be the new Dr. Seuss. He said, I'm a cat, not a rat, but I was fat. Spying on the mafia that he hung around with for the FBI, reportedly. They've got all the documents of the smoking gun. I mean, it's just, of course, ladies and gentlemen. Who do you think Hal Turner, the white supremacist, works for? Look him up. He worked for the FBI. Who do you think Al Sharpton works for? I've said that many times. He's a government operative. I would say above that, Ford Foundation. But I guess just FBI. But that was back when he was a young political race pimp. I'll guarantee you he is on Ford Foundation or Carnegie and Foundation payroll getting directives. He's way above FBI. What a treasure this broadcast is that we are not part of the system and we don't work with the government and never have and never will. Thank God I had so much family that worked in special operations, black ops, CIA, you name it, and that they told me how evil and bad it was. Thank God, because obviously I was approached many times by establishment people and media heads and others to go into the system. And I said, go into a system that's going to destroy everybody's future? Never. Never, never, never. But I know how this whole system works, ladies and gentlemen, and it is disgusting. It is totally disgusting. These people have no honor. They are anti-human trash who enjoy screwing things up. Well, I don't like you, Al Sharpton, you race pimp. He's the equivalent of a black Grand Dragon. It's all the same crud. And, you know, he was forced in the knockout game to come out and say that was wrong because there are attacks on whites going on all over this country. Poor, stupid, self-hating, guilt-ridden, trendy, wimpy, pathetic, limp-wristed, castrated white men all over this country that think that's cool to be metrosexual are easy targets for racist black thugs to beat the daylights out of them. And I notice in all these videos, they pick on hippies and they pick on trendies. Because I guarantee you, they mess with some blue-collar worker or something, it's going to be a serious brawl. Or you mess with some redneck, guns are going to get pulled out. And it's just disgusting. Meanwhile, the black people are being executed in mass by the globalists, who they're all curled up to, the fake liberals. And I don't want the black people to be exterminated and killed. I want black people to be empowered as human beings, as we all are. I want humanity to win, but I've got to sit there and look at racist representations of black people like Al Sharpton, who's meant to create racial division in this country. It's disgusting. I'm a cat, not a rat, but I was fat. Marvin K. Mooney, you must go now. I don't care how. It might be by crunk car. It might be by boat. It might be by jet boots. It might be by... A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Ted Cruz, the senator, hailing from Texas, has told Jeb Bush, the neocon, fake conservative, that an act of love legalizing all the illegals because they're just trying to join their families will basically destroy this country and that we have to have a rule of law. I mean, what a no-brainer. Nobody says you can have 30 million illegals and then legalize them and then not have their next wave legalized. And I got to be honest, if the illegals were voting and were hardcore libertarians and pro-gun, I could care less that they got tans that are mainly from Mexico. 80% of the immigrants in this country are from Mexico. Could care less. Man, I tell you, I was thinking about this just yesterday. I would elect an entire Congress of nothing but Mexicans right now. If I could hit the button, you know, in fantasy land, and elect 500 and something Ron Pauls that had last names like Laredo or Sanchez, I would do it. I could care less. It's the brains. It's the ideology. It'd be like Germany. I mean, I'd take 80 million Germans. That's all there is in the world. I'd take 80 million Germans right now, except the average German socialist. So I don't think I want the socialist ones. And what about in World War II? Would you want 80 million? Because they were 80 million then. 20 million Germans died, not a little less paid. How'd fascism work out for you there? I sure wouldn't want them over here. I mean, it's a fact, folks, that 90%+ of Chinese immigrants vote Democrat socialist to take guns. It's a fact, 90%+, pure research, of immigrants who become citizens who are Hispanic vote hardcore extreme Democratic Party line. Man, it's game over, folks. The Democratic Party now is beyond Stalin. Your children belong to the state. We will tell you what to eat. We will tell you what to wear. We will tell you how to talk. I mean, if they could implement, I mean, you could say the word bossy in the Soviet Union. They would laugh at you if you said, we're getting rid of the word bossy because women don't like it. They say wild, extreme things to see what they can get away with. All over the country, at Mall of America, you name it, they have jumbotrons outside. We've shown you video of this saying, report suspicious activity. Report anyone with guns. Report anyone with marijuana. Hundreds of Walmarts have telescreens with the head of Homeland Security saying, report, hi, I'm John Napolitano. You see Homeland Security. That is the image of 1984, is outdoor telescreens and TVs that are two-way tracking what you do and what you watch. They now have those for at least a decade. All the digital cable boxes, all the TiVos track what you do. So a caller called in, and I'm going right back to your calls on this subject. Ted, Joe, Joshua, Dane, Michael, we're going to get to all of you. But now Holder's come out and says they want gun owners to wear bracelets, and Homeland Security is having proposals to make everybody wear shock bracelets. The caller said the first part, the scrolling screen like Star Wars at the beginning of Running Man, written by Stephen King. How did he write this in the late 70s, and it was made into a movie in the mid-80s? How did it all come true? Because that's what other countries already did. What we're doing is how, it's like, you know how you make pancakes? You get the flour, you get the eggs, you get the butter, you mix it all together. Or if it's buttermilk pancakes, use buttermilk. I mean, you know, it's like, how do you know you're frying eggs? You crack an egg, you fry it. How do you know a tyranny? The police wear black uniforms, there's surveillance everywhere, there's a snitch society, they're changing laws to take your bank accounts. They're demonizing people that want checks and balances. Let's go to the intro screen that I'll read for radio listeners from The Running Man. Here it is. And you guys back it up. You can play it with the intro audio, too. Now, again, folks, at the beginning of the movie, you see Mad Dog Ben Richards come in and stage a terror attack on the city. But the truth is, the government staged the terror attack and blamed him. And who they set up? A right-wing cop. The Running Man. By the year 2017, the world economy has collapsed. Boy, right on line for that. Food, natural resources, and oil are in short supply. A police state divided into paramilitary zones rules with an iron hand. FEMA Region 10, folks. 10 regions. I'm in 6. Television is controlled by the state. And a sadistic game show called The Running Man has become the most popular program in history. All art, music, and communications are controlled and censored. No dissent is tolerated, yet a small resistance movement has managed to survive underground. When high-tech gladiators are not enough to suppress the people's yearning for freedom, more direct methods become necessary. Food riot in progress. Let's go to some more of this. Schwarzenegger as the hero, when in truth he's a total fascist and supports all this.
99er. What are your coordinates?
020, flight level 15, vehicle for release point, Echo Bravo 1.
Move in and check it out.
Roger, moving in. Food riot in progress. Approximately 1,500 civilians, no weapons evident.
Proceed with Plan Alpha. Eliminate anything moving.
I said the crowd is unarmed. There are lots of women and children down there. All they want is food, for God's sake.
As you were, Richard. Proceed with Plan Alpha. All rioters must be eliminated.
The hell with you. I would not fire on helpless people. Abort mission. Return back to base.
Lieutenant Sanders, do you copy?
Affirmative.
Take command, detain Richards, and proceed.
Say that. All right. That's enough. The whole point is they've already psychologically tested most of the police now where they will follow that order. Paramilitary police. And by the way, they have a real plan the Marine Corps has in place that was declassified in 99, reclassified in 2000. The Marines actually visited and demanded, before it got reclassified, the Sunshine Project, a proto-WikiLeaks at UT, and threatened them to remove it. But then were too dumb or lazy to not get it off the Google archive. It's still on there. The plan with helicopters that are now drone in underground facilities, some of them are in above ground, that open up, copters launch with nerve gas. Now, the part that got declassified was the opiate gas. They plan to kill entire cities, and that's what the drones are for. I'm not joking around here with you, okay? It's time for you to grow up. Criminals have taken over. They're not going to give it up lightly. Only realizing they've taken over will change it. Most people in government are not bad, but they're compartmentalized. All right, I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I want to. Ted in Tennessee, thanks for calling. You're on the air. You want to talk about the gun bracelets Holder wants you to wear, or is it the taser bracelets that they wear in the Running Man around their neck?
Hey, Alex. I have no real problem with having a bracelet. You know, what's the big deal?
It will make all guns made before that obsolete, and they'll claim they have to be turned in because they're not safe. It's a de facto ban of 400 million firearms made in the last 70 years that are in the United States alone, and the biometric bracelet can be deactivated by the establishment as all new cars have kill switches already in their ignition to be activated by police cruiser or helicopter as of 2005.
So what's the big deal with the bracelets? What I believe is people should be judged by their intelligence, not by how much money they have, not by the political party. You get rid of all the people with IQs under 150, life would be wonderful.
You know, there are a lot of garbage IQ tests out there, and I love people that talk about how high their IQs are. I know people that supposedly have 160 IQs that can't balance their checkbooks. So a lot of it is, I think the IQ test is skewed. Because it doesn't get into street smarts, doesn't get into common sense, it doesn't get into discernment, it doesn't get into sixth sense, doesn't get into a lot of that. And you just called in with a total eugenic statement. You're saying kill everybody with under 150 IQ. We'd probably have like 2 million people left if we got rid of everybody with under 150 IQ in the U.S.
But, yeah.
So you want to kill, If we only had 2 million people left in the United States, how many people would be left? How many people have to be killed for there to be 2 million people left in the country?
I figure 30,000 maybe.
Okay, see, you got such a high IQ, you don't know there's 350 million people. So you'd have to kill 313. You'd have to kill 313 million people.
Pardon?
You want to kill? You don't sound like you have a very high IQ.
I got a 190.
I got a 500 if you got a 190.
Yeah.
Did you get that out of a cracker? Did you get that out of a cracker box?
No, seven colleges.
Okay, seven.
Seven paid for
I got 100 degrees. I got 500.
No, I'm a high-energy nuclear engineer, theoretical.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Should we ban our hydrogen monoxide?
Well, the hydrogen bomb is not a problem. The whole...
Sir, you're a moron. The hydrogen monoxide is water.
No.
You are not an engineer.
I understood you.
What about sodium chloride?
That's salt.
So maybe your IQ is above 70. Whatever, no, man. You're an idiot. What else do you want to say?
I don't find there's anything wrong with getting rid of dumb people.
Well, I think you're dumb.
The dumb people.
I mean, I have a right to come over to your house and bash your brains out? The butt of a rifle?
Well, do I'm allowed to defend myself?
Yeah. those 313 million people you say don't have a right to live, I got news people that think they're part of the elite. You're going to have to kill us kicking and screaming, Jack. So you try it. You're the one calling for violence.
Did you know Emergency Essentials has a lowest price promise on all of their long-term food storage and emergency supplies? This month, while supplies last, save over $250 on the year supply of basics, a year supply of food for only $769.99. Get 36% off the Mountain House Gourmet Entrees Combo, 52% off freeze-dried tomatoes, and 57% off freeze-dried shrimp. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Caller saying he had 7 degrees and was, you know, in Menza and all that stuff, was probably a real caller. And that's what they teach at the government-funded universities, on average, is that you're geniuses, everyone else is scum, you're the elite, you have to run everybody's life. And then they go get government jobs or academic jobs. I mean, if you killed all the stupid people, where would the government be? And at the bottom of the liberal ideology is an exterminist, ultra-Hitlerian control freak cult. Can we come back in the next segment? Can we play the Soylent Green piece? You know, that ties it in with Pepsi, with its flavor testing being from dead babies, and the fact that many of the top cosmetics fenced out of China into France and England are made out of babies. And there's a huge burgeoning global trade in baby flesh. I mean, that's all in the news. And I did that video, and it got over 100,000 views. Should have gotten 10 million views. And people are in the comments going, where's the proof? I don't believe people are eating babies. I mean, it's like, where's the proof China sells organs? It's just completely admitted in 1,000 publications. China publicly advertises they sell the organs of political dissidents. The State Department 10 years ago criticized it. Then like 5 years ago, they changed it and said, that's a myth. Just total lies. Yes, China still harvests organs from executed prisoners. The Washington Post. There's the mobile execution van. I talk about that and people laugh at me. I talk about geoengineering, they laugh. Every time I talk about how the U.S. government detonated over 100 hydrogen bombs in the atmosphere, trying to blow out the atmosphere, destroy the Van Allen radiation belt, or ignite the atmosphere, or cause an EMP, people go, oh, that's crazy. Trinity, hosted by William Shatner's, got the high-def footage of it. You people, just because you're ignorant of something doesn't mean, let me tell you, the elite, the guys building those nuclear weapons, they've got 160, 170 IQs, for real. But they're so crazy. There's something about really high IQs that they found they're really stupid if it's a scientific type. They're almost like autistic. Like, I know some real geniuses. I know one who's got over 170 IQ certified and who literally came up with all sorts of mathematical equations for computers and helped design fighter jets and everything else, and I'm not going to get into it. And they're so smart, they can hardly talk to you. And, of course, I don't think that guy bumbling around was, you know, all he says he is. It's a whole cult of people with their mail order, you know, diplomas saying how smart they are. But when you get into that whole culture, the whole academic culture, it is just hate everyone else. Oh, you're so elite. And I'm overgeneralizing, but that's the mindset of people that would get on the news and say, your kids belong to the state. We know better than you. Well, look how you've been running society. It's going to hell in a handbasket because you're swindling everything. Let's go to Joe in California, and then we'll go to Dane and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Joe.
Hello, Alex.
Hey.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, I'm not going to make any claims about being a genius, but I do have a couple ideas. First of all, they have those bracelets they want everybody to wear, and if somebody's retarded enough to put one of those things on, are they all on the same frequency? So if there is an issue, the guy comes out and hits the button.
No, there would obviously be massive malfunctions. And but the issue is, land of the free, home of the brave, wearing a taser bracelet?
Right.
I mean, this is pathetic. And then the government is running the terrorists, and they've been caught. Where's my apology from all the neocon talk show hosts?
Well, my other thought was, if they want to start putting bracelets on people, what they should do is make everybody who is in government wear one of those bracelets, and when their approval rating drops below 95%, they get stunned.
Yeah, that's an intriguing idea. Well, that is an American pastime, that when their approval rating drops below, say, 50%, they get dropped into a vat of boiling tar.
Well, anyway, it was just an idea, so.
Well, before they put fluoride in the water and gave us GMO that makes the rats fat and dumb and die, you know, people couldn't help it. You push folks around, they would rebel. But now they've given us better living through chemicals, like the movie Serenity. Where, you know, I don't want to give away the whole movie, but at the end they find out the government's been putting Prozac in the atmosphere, and it's caused everybody, 99% of people, to basically just collapse and die because they just quit living. But then 1% turn into total psychopathic murdering killers. And, I mean, that's basically what's happened. There's even some studies out there where they admit that all this chemical stuff is actually giving rise to resistant humans. Well, what do you think was going to happen? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, Big Bilderberg Group Company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs. But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them.
Is the secret of Soylent Green.
Soylent Green is people!
Next thing they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You better tell them.
Give not your children to the fires of Moloch. We can pull up Leviticus on screen for folks. Leviticus 18:21. Do not give any of your children to be sacrificed to Moloch. For you must not profane the name of the Lord your God. That is the New International Version, New Living Translation. Do not permit any of your children to be offered as a sacrifice to Moloch, or you'll bring shame on the name of your God. Where's the King James? There it is. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Moloch, neither shalt thou profane the name of God. That's pretty wild. That using the Lord's name in vain is like next to sacrificing your children. But I guess it's about as common with 52 million, 54 million, whatever it is, abortions in this country. You ever take a million or two? It's like one man dies. It's a tragedy. 10,000 dies is a statistic. We're going to cover that with a special report on do flags at half mast insult the troops? I think it does. Now I'm going to explain why in just a moment. I mean, when Whitney Houston died, they had the flags at half mast nationally. It's incredible. We're going to be talking about that coming up because it just shows it's not about the flag being at half mast. It's about how sentimentality becomes the replacement for actual real freedom or taking care of the troops. I'm going to explain that in a moment. Dane in California, thanks for holding. Thanks for calling.
Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, brother.
Hey, well, I just want to switch it up real quick and say that I'm a trendy, and I love the idea of the bracelets. As long as they're yellow, purple, red, you know what, any color of the rainbow, I'm good with it. You know why? Because I'm trendy, I love Obama, and he's my savior.
And you like Obamacare prices going up, and you like death panels.
Oh, I love Obamacare, Alex. It's the greatest thing. Everybody has health care for free, and I get to keep my doctor. And Obama never lies about anything, because he's funny, and he's just wonderful. Alex,
well, I'm glad you're not racist and love him.
I'm sorry. I can't handle this guy anymore. Is anybody not watching the television set and understanding this guy is a liar? He lies. He doesn't.
Racist. Racist.
Yeah, you're right. Alex, I'm not a racist. I'm a trendy, okay? And I love my taser bracelet because it makes me feel safe. And it's wonderful.
I think all men should have to wear the taser bracelet and submit to their wives, but only men, to prove they're not sexist, and then the wives sit there and zap it. But you won't wear the taser bracelet on your wrist.
And me and everybody else.
You'll wear it on your ankle. Sorry.
My ankle, both my bracelets around my neck, it'll make me feel good. I don't know. I'm just.
Well, that's what you do to prove you're not racist.
I love you, brother. You know, I've been listening to you for years now, and I'm a first-time caller, and I just had to call in. You know, you got to have a little humor with this stuff, and it's just out of bounds. I mean, it's just constant. It never stops. the lies never end. It's a never-ending pit of lies and deceit and devil-worshipping and you name it, pedophilia. These guys are criminals.
Well, that's what it is. Evil is seizing all of the major institutions, as happens in history. It's repeating and telling us good is bad. Freedom is bad. The family's bad. Men are bad. Women are bad. George Washington's bad. I mean, these are obvious. I mean, look at Al Sharpton. There's a photo of him on Drudge. Details, Sharpton was FBI mob snitch. Well, I mean, look at him. Who would associate with a degenerate, disgusting person with that much horrible taste? I mean, look at that hair, folks. I mean, he. If I was a Hollywood casting agent, I would hire him as the person to play the pedo bear. And I'm not saying he's actually a pedo. I'm just saying he looks like just the epitome of a joke, of a fraud, of a scamster, of a stinking pile of crap, of a race baiting FBI, COINTELPRO disinformation officer, just like Jesse Jackson, who on record brought out Martin Luther King to be shot and helped cover it up. I mean, that's who these guys are. The only reason they haven't been killed is because they're playing ball with the system. It's absolutely disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. Really weird statements out of him, though. I'm a cat, not a rat, but I was fat. Benny Eggs, Chin, Fritzy, Corky, and Baldy Dom. That's almost as important as topless woman ransacks McDonald's, steals ice cream. Oh, my goodness. Here's some of the stories up on Infowars.com. And there are scores of them on the site. Man, I tell you, there are new banker suicides and deaths and murders every day. CEO of Liechtenstein Bank, oh, that's one of the big places that people park money, murdered in broad daylight. I mean, it's getting bad. Cops snatches man's cell phone as he videos traffic stop, says it could be a firearm. I'm going to play that later. We have a riot in the Ukrainian parliament as they beat each other up. I want to get to that. Marriott, again, confirmed special event where Bilderberg's being held this year in Europe. I'm going to send Watson, bare minimum, I might go. Russia says U.S. mercenaries in eastern Ukraine. That's big. I got to cover this. Red Dawn supporters rally to defend family facing showdown with the feds. Flags at half-mast insults troops. I want to play that video in a moment. And Eric Holder wants gun owners to wear smart gun bracelets. You know what? I don't think in casting I would cast him as... I would cast Al Sharpton as like a vampire that sucks children's hope out and destroys their future and then creates racial division. I mean, now he looks like he's emaciated or something. I shouldn't even be talking about Al Sharpton. I mean, there's just no end to this guy reading off teleprompters. There's a lawsuit out. Nursing home routinely hired strippers for elderly residents. Yeah, see, they love that kind of, quote, corruption. They'll probably put all the people in jail or something. Meanwhile, you know, if you're flying little kids out to Saudi Arabia, kidnapped out of their backyards, you get a medal. Russia issues warning as Ukraine cracks down on protesters. NATO warns against historic mistake. Yeah, what's happening is they know, and I predicted that what will probably happen is Russia will end up taking more than just Crimea, because the people are going to demand it, and you're going to have a break now, and ethnic cleansing on both sides will turn into a new Bosnia-Herzegovina. And that's where all this is going. And then they'll call it Russian aggression when the West started the fight, overthrew the government, and inflamed the sectarian divisions with at least 5 million greenbacks. 5 million greenbacks. 5 billion greenbacks. Hard to even get my mind around that number in the last 4 or 5 years to stir all this up over there. That's on record. All right, I'm going to go to Michael and Dustin and Mike and Sean and others here in a moment. But here is the report I mentioned. Then we've got Leanne McAdoo's report coming up as well on how big corporations are exempt from Obamacare, but you aren't. man on the street, very informative. It's very politically incorrect. So let's go ahead and go to my report. Alex Jones, flags at half-mast are insult to troops. We need to probably add on the YouTube, are insult to troops. Flags at half-mast, insult. Because the headline on InfoWars was flags at half-mast, insult troops, which I guess you can use, but I think we should say flags at half-mast, insults are an insult to troops. Here is that report from the InfoWars Nightly News last night. In the wake of the tragic shooting at Fort Hood, Texas last week, Governor Rick Perry did what I expected him to do. He came out and ordered the flags in the state of Texas flown at half-mast, which on the surface seems like a nice thing to do. But it was Joseph Stalin, one of history's greatest tyrants, that said, when one man dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 die, it's a statistic. 22 veterans commit suicide every day, 7 of them active duty. That's a world record, even breaking the record that we saw at the end of Vietnam. There's no discussion of that. They just throw more psychotropic drugs at them, known to cause suicide. They make them serve more and more deployments. They treat them like crap. A lot of them are going bankrupt. They cut their pay. They screw them over. But it's okay because Rick Perry put the flags at half-mast, and we all feel sorry for the dead. The 3 dead, 4 if you count the shooter, 16 wounded. When we've got 22 people killing themselves, 7 every single day who are active duty. Think about that. The flag makes us feel good, like we're doing something for the veterans. It's sentimental. It's totally on the surface. Just like Obamacare, they say it's free. They say you can keep your doctor.
You like your plan and your doctor, you can keep them.
You'll be able to keep your health care plan.
If you like your plan, you keep your plan.
If you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor. You can keep your plan.
They say it's wonderful. All of it's lies. Raises payroll taxes on poor people. Gets rid of your doctor. Doubles or triples prices. Written by the big insurance companies. Lets them lower the standard of care. Doesn't matter. Obama loves you and wanted to give you something like Perry gave us a flag at half-mast. And I'm not just attacking Rick Perry. He would be attacked if he didn't put the flag at half-mast. What does that say about us? We want to feel good about ourselves while not actually getting our hands dirty and finding out why the so-called volunteer army is killing itself. The truth is, too many deployments, drugs known to cause suicide, sweeping it under the rug, veterans being treated like crap, all these Homeland Security reports saying veterans are the number one terror threat in the future, that the Tea Party's a threat, that evangelicals are a threat. Simply put, the veterans are being treated like garbage, and that's why they're committing suicide. And so we need to stop treating them like garbage, not just pat them on the head or give the dog a bone by flying the flag at half-mast. It really is absurd, and it really illustrates how we've become a nation of BSers. Run by a culture of PR pitchmen. In fact, they're getting rid of the White House press corps now. They're not even going to have regular press conferences. And why should they? They can just have PR flacks, put out the lies, and then the accomplice media, the lapdog press, will go along with it. So that's why every time I saw the flags this last weekend at half-mast, it irritated me. Because it reminded me of how not just the veterans, but foster children, anybody who's in government care or in government clutches is treated like absolute garbage. And how, as the government and Obamacare and the school lunch program federalize everything, more and more, I am a slave of this system, just as you are, and I want off this plantation. I don't want to see our veterans treated like crap. I don't want to see the politicians exempt from all the things they do to us. I want to see them out there fighting for this empire if they think it's so great. But we know the rich kids of Congress almost never go to war. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars Nightly News and InfoWars.com. Now back to InfoWars Nightly News. And again, folks, I will be hosting the Nightly News at least 3 or 4 nights a week, most of it. And you'll have special reports and guests. And we're ready to move into the new studio and turn it all on. I've just had 100 other things going on, but that's getting very, very close. We couldn't have built all of this without you being PrisonPlanet.tv members. So we're going to take the info to the next level. We're doing it right now. It's 15 cents a day or $5.95 a month. Or you can get a year membership and get 3 months free. And you get 11 memberships for the price of one. Every membership can be used simultaneously by 11 people. You can share your username and passcode with friends and family. So share that. Take advantage of that. The site just gets better and better. All my films, so much more. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. And we're moving away from PrisonPlanet.tv and the branding of it. I mean, I came up with that name years ago along with InfoWars. So I wanted to fight the Prison Planet. It's going to be more and more just InfoWars news, but the URL will still be PrisonPlanet.tv. But we're going to have the URLs with InfoWars news in it, InfoWarsNews.com, you know, as the main focus, because we're going to. We've already got cable and TV, already downloading it every day and putting it on cable and TV systems. We're just getting ready to put it up on satellite and deliver it a bunch of other places. I've had a lot of unforeseen, unexpected things going on that have really taken up a lot of my time, but we're moving forward on that. So thank you all for your support. You can see it every night, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. Then those of you that are members, pay it forward. Large portions of it are then put on YouTube and other platforms for free to wake up the general unwashed, uninformed masses. So it's essential to fund the tip of the spear, buy your war bonds today. It's an incredible value. I want to thank all of you that are members, PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't forget, lastly, this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. It's organic, great customer service, great preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Their phone number is on the site as well.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase. In areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, Nascent Iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Agent C-17 for the FBI, his mission to sow racial discord and divides in New York City. Mission accomplished. You're a faithful servant of evil, Al Sharpton. You've been rewarded with a TV show on a collapsing television network. We're going to go back to your phone calls, and then I've got the Leanne McAdoo report coming up in the next segment with her going out and pointing out that big businesses are exempt from Obamacare, but mom and pops aren't, the ultimate form of discrimination. That's coming up. The video's up on InfoWars.com. Right now, Michael in Texas, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
How are you, Alex?
Good, brother.
My first time calling here. One thing I want to say, the guy with the IQ, I'm just now calming down on that guy. That guy was a joke. Another thing here in East Texas, I tell these people, I've been listening to you for about a year, and I try to spread the word what goes on. You know, it's a lot of stuff I tell them about, they don't have a clue. I mean, it's, you know, the FEMA camp. When I saw the FEMA camp, that's the one thing that got my blood going. You know, why?
Well, of course, they're secretly spying on us without warrants. They're secretly narcotics trafficking. They're engaging in criminal activity and saying it's national security. Well, it's not national security. It's national criminality run by offshore interests. And under the Emergency Centers Establishment Act and under the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program and Rex 84, anybody can look this up, declassified, they have a secret archipelago of camps for us and our family. And these people mean business, and they're training Homeland Security as a national secret police force to stage terror attacks, blame it on us, and come after us. They want to do this, folks. People have to admit it. Go ahead.
I tell them, you know, I mean, I have a lot of guns myself, hunting, whatever. But anyways, you know, a year ago when all the ammo went up, everybody's freaking out. Oh, it's just to boost the economy. It's just blah, blah, blah. They don't believe they bought 70 million rounds or whatever it was.
That was one purchase. You know, it's like $2.6 billion last time I checked. Even mainline publications are saying, why is there a federal arms race? All these agencies that were never armed are arming. They're spending hundreds of millions per Social Security Administration on Blackwater-type mercenaries.
Why don't people believe this? I mean, do they just watch CNN? Is that the problem?
Well, the government can't believe the crimes it's gotten away with a special interest. So they're digging in. I mean, they've already stolen trillions. I mean, they've taken over, and they're now going to steal everything. And they got a bunch of people that think they're do-gooders, you know, federal agents and people that are going to start the Civil War. And when the feds blow stuff up and blame it on us, the average fed's not going to know their bosses did it. But because of Fast and Furious and Oklahoma City and Benghazi, people now know about false flags. So it's not going to be a cakewalk this time.
I mean, back to the just Obamacare. I mean, my girl graduated a master's. She's self-employed. She tried to get Obamacare. She can't afford normal insurance, and they wouldn't give it to her. But they'll go give it to someone sitting at home with five kids that doesn't work.
Well, that's the goal, and because those people can vote, and then it's game over. Now, once they put the authoritarianism in, all these people sitting on their butts are going to be on TV in the work camps, with people going, oh, look at those slobs. You know, they'll have Friday night movies and rock bands will come play for them. They advertise the camps in Germany and Russia as wonderful places. And in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, it talks about community groups and music and you know, arts and crafts. It's just if you cause a problem, you're going to be taken to a special area. And, of course, you're going to have to be reeducated, mainly men. Because we need to be here for the ego trip of socialists to beat us up before they rape our wives.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.